As for my daughter, she has tracked satellites ever she can remember. In 1971, the United Kingdom launched its one and only satellite with its one and only rocket from the Woomera rocket range. This was Prospero, launched on a Black Arrow. And we thought that Britannia rules the waves, we'd better listen to this, and we went to the school and pointed the six-element crossed Yagi antenna in the direction from which the satellite would come, tuned in the Edison 770R, and picked up a signal going, recorded it, set the receiver off, and went home. Again, this was a Saturday. Things tend to happen on Saturdays, because you spend all the week teaching in those days. And in the middle of the afternoon, I said to my daughter, that was spinning, that was spin rate that we were listening to. She said, aren't you going to tell Uncle Derek? I said, yeah, all right, I'll tell him. And I walked along the corridor to the phone, and as I put my hand out, before I could pick it up, it rang. I lifted the phone, and it was Derek. He said, that spin rate. We'd come to the same conclusion, almost simultaneously, sort of telepathically, if any. So we got in the car, up to the school, put the thing onto the pen recorder, and found it was spinning at about 182 RPM. In fact, this is a recording of what it sounded like. This was pretty close. The nominal rate for Prospero was 200 RPM before launch, and when we were able to check with the Royal Aircraft Establishment on the Monday, in fact the spin rate was a little lower than had been expected. The reason why we were getting this throbbing was because the waxwing part of the Black Arrow rocket performed better than it should, didn't shut down, overtook the satellite, knocked one of the four antennae off. So there was a dip in the polar diagram. I said to my daughter, this will make a good project for one of the boys, because due to the Earth's magnetic field, eddy currents will be induced in the shell of the satellite, which will cause it to slow down. I said, they can check this for a year, and they'll be able to see the satellite spin decaying exponentially. She said, why can't I do that? I said, well, you can if you like. So at the age of 16, she started her project on the spin rate of the Prospero satellite. What she did was to go to the school every weekend, point the aerial by resting it on a laboratory stool in the direction at which the satellite would come above the horizon, make a recording for 2 minutes on the pen recorder, and then measure the number of throbs per minute. Over the year, this decreased. This is a recording of Prospero towards the end of 1 year. She used a programmable Casio desktop calculator to fit a straight line least squares curve to a semi-logarithmic plot of this, and indeed verified that the spin rate did decay exponentially. Now she's a physics teacher like her father, teaching at Malvern Girls College in England, one of the leading girls' independent schools, and she got a better degree than I did from my own university, and she has a receiver and she's picking up weather satellites in the afternoon periods when the girls have free activities. So just as with the physics teaching, where I've handed over my laboratory tricks to my daughter, the satellites are also carrying on the family business down in the West Country.